have any father be talking for you this morning, we ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us, especially to the one who speak and also to those who hear, and give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that when we study your word, we know you better, and we listen to it and put what we learn into practice, and so that we be blessed all the days of our life. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So brother and sister, can you do me a favor? Right beside in your Bible, Genesis 26, you write down Genesis chapter 12. You write down Genesis chapter 20, 21, and 22, and then 26. So in other words, if you want to have a better understanding of what is happening in chapter 26, so you have to know what happened in chapter 12. So should we stop this one and using another one?
Yeah.
Well, very good. iPhone is not just built, turn it on. You got too many wireless stuff there, there's echo, okay? So, today's title is, Do You Want to Be Blessed Like Isaac? And there are three main ideas. Ishmael is not the son of promise, although Ishmael is the firstborn in the sight of Abram. Point number three. Then God said to Abram, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. This Isaac is the son of promise." So the title of the sermon is Do You Want to Be Blessed Like Isaac? Make sure we are not a slave. Okay? Make sure we are not born of the flesh. Make sure we are born like Isaac. It's a son of promise. That's the first thing we want to make sure. We are born of God. We are born of the divine promise. point number four, and God said to Abraham and his wife, is anything too hard for the Lord? And I will return to you at the appointed time, which is next year, about this time. Sarah will have a son, and you're going to name him Isaac. Isaac means joy, happy. And Abraham's son, this one, is Ishmael. By the slave woman, is Hagar. Ishmael was born according to the flesh. According to the flesh means at the advice of Sarah, with the consent of Abraham. It's out of the flesh. It's not divine promise. It's not God idea. It's human idea. So that's why Ishmael was born according to the flesh. But his son Isaac was born by the free woman, Sarah, according to the divine promise. It's God's promise. Because God promised next year, at the appointed time, Sarah will have a son. When God said that, it will be fulfilled. And Abraham believed in it. And then in Galatians chapter 4, verse 28, Paul explained this portion of the scripture. In Genesis chapter 26, Paul said that in Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. You, all you, brother and sister, like Isaac, you are children of promise. Just like Isaac is a son of promise, we are children of promise. You say, Pastor John, what do you mean by that? We are children of promise. And you write that down. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12 to 13, the Bible says, yet to all who did receive Jesus Christ, to those who believe in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he gave the right to become children of God. This children of God is not born of natural descent, not born of human decision. It's not the decision of Sarah, it's not the decision of Abraham, it's not the decision of Hagar, but it's not the decision of a husband's will. No, it's the decision of God. So it's born of God. Now I go back. Make sure if you want to get the same kind of blessing as Isaac, make sure you are the son of promise. You have a promise not from man. You have a promise from God. It's a divine promise. At the appointed time, even though Abraham at the age of 100 years and Sarah at the age of 91 years and her spirit has already stopped, but she still can give birth to a son at the old age according to the Lord's divine promise. As a result of the divine promise, Isaac is called the son of promise. And we are called the children of promise. The moment we confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord, that means you are moved by the Holy Spirit. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, without their help, without the moving from the Holy Spirit, you will not confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. The moment you receive Jesus and accept Him, believe in Him, it is because the Holy Spirit moved you to say so. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. Okay? So make sure when you go to the church, you hear any sermon, you go to Bible study, you listen to any God's word, by the time when the Holy Spirit moves you and help you to understand, then you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are the children of promise. That promise is not from man, it's from God, from divine promise. Then you are the son of promise too. Alright? Point number one. Point number two. Make sure you are the son of obedience. So as I said, for you to understand Genesis chapter 26, make sure you understand Genesis chapter 22. In Genesis chapter 22, the Lord appeared to Abraham, to Isaac's father. And at that time, he has only one son, because Ishmael was kicked out of the family in chapter 21. By the time in chapter 22, Genesis, he has only one son left behind within his household, which is Isaac. And God said to Abraham, you offer your son at the appointed place. That place is called the mountain of Moriah. You offer your son at the place assigned to you. And then, with God's command, and he bring his son to go to mountain of Moriah in Genesis chapter 22 and offer his son. By the time he's about to slaughter his son, the angel said to him, now I know that you love God, you obey God, you don't need to offer him. So he looked and see a ram hung on the tree with the horn stuck up to the branch. So he take the ram and offer in the altar instead of offering his son Isaac to the Lord. And ever since then, Abraham said, at the appointed place, whatever the Lord commanded you to do, when the Lord commanded you to go to the mountain of Moriah, he said, go to that place, and the Lord will provide things for you to offer. So unto this day, the Bible said, on the mountain of the Lord, that is the mountain of Moriah, and the appointed mountain, that God assigned that place, on that mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. So, I believe Isaac was young at that time. He didn't realize at first that he was the one to be offered on the altar. And later on he realized his father is about to slaughter him. Then he know that. And he's still alive. He wasn't offered as a sacrificial lamb. And he realized, when my father listened to God's command, the Lord will provide. So now, in Genesis chapter 26, now there was a famine in the land. Besides the previous famine, you write down Genesis chapter 12. Beside the previous famine in Abraham's time, as we call it in Genesis chapter 12, now Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. You write that down. Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Philistine, in Gerar. You write down Genesis chapter 20 and 21. Abraham went to that place, and now Isaac went to the same place. Met the same person called king of the Philistine, called Abimelech. Okay? And at that time, Abimelech see that Abraham's wife is so beautiful, so he take Abraham's wife to be his own wife, Oh, the Lord's not happy with that. And in a dream, and talk to him, you better return Sarah back to Abraham, or else you'll be a dead man. So in the dream, he hear that, so he listened. So Abimelech is the person, you write that down, is the person who fear God. So that's why Isaac went to the same place, because he know that in that place, he can receive shelter. Okay? I want you to turn to Genesis. Chapter 20. Genesis chapter 20 verse 15. Abimelech said to Abraham, "My land is before you. Leave wherever you like." You know why this king of Philistine, Abimelech, being so kind to Abraham? Do you know why? Because God revealed to him that God is with Abraham. So he know that if he treat Abraham well, he will be blessed by the Lord too. So that's why in Genesis chapter 21, in Genesis chapter 20, verse 15, Abimelech, king of Philistine, said to Abraham, "My land of Philistine is before you. Leave wherever you like." So that's why when Abraham passed away, I said, remember that. That's the place he will get a shelter. So he go to Gerar. So make sure at home, when you were young, you listen to what your father and mother say to you. And so that in the times of famine, you know where to go. You know what to do. Because your experience is not as good as your parents. Your parents has gone through all this. So the Bible clearly stated that Abraham in Abraham time, there's a previous famine in Abraham time. And now in Isaac time, in Genesis chapter 26, Isaac received the same kind of famine too. And then the Bible says the Lord appeared to Isaac. As a matter of fact, the Lord appeared to Abraham too in times of difficulty. And now the Lord appeared to Isaac and said to Isaac, "Do not go down to Egypt, but live in the land where I tell you to live." So listen to God's command, and you will get the blessing. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. That's the place God wants Isaac to stay. That Gerar is like the place of Mountain of Moriah. Mountain of Moriah is the appointed place that God wants Abraham to offer his son. That place, Gerar, is the place in the time of famine, God wants Isaac to stay in Gerar. That's the place God tells him to sleep, to stay for a while. And in that place, the Lord will provide for you too. Brother and sister, most of the time, when God tells you to do something, through the preacher in the sermon or through the Bible study, brother and sister who lead you the Bible study and tell you something about what the Bible says, most of the time you just listen and you don't do anything. That's why you don't get blessing. When you hear loud and clear what the Lord wants you to do. Around 30 years ago, when I hear the Lord called me to be a pastor
He tells me, you're not going to go to Vijayan. There's a line theological seminary in Vijayan. And there's another one in New York. And God said to me, clear, I want you to go to New York. I don't want you to go to Vijayan. Okay? And I go to New York. By going to New York, I study at the Aligned Theological Seminary too. And I found out that, you know, over there, if you want to study the Master of Divinity, and you have to study two languages. One is Greek, one is Hebrew. But where's Vijayan? You only have to take one. You choose one. So fortunately, I want to go for both. So I learned a lot more. It's a lot more difficult, but it's better. And on top of that, I learned how to speak Mandarin. Okay? In Vijayan, I don't think I will speak Mandarin. Okay? No Mandarin speaking people will go to such a cold place, you know, in Vijayan. Have you been to Vijayan?
Yeah.
There's a lot of mosquito, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a dry place. Anyway, make sure when the Lord tell you to stay in Gerar, you just go to Gerar. In that place, you will receive 100-fold blessing. On the mountain of Moriah, Abraham received blessing, knowing that on that mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. God will provide the sacrifice on the altar. If you want to get blessing, you not only have to be born again Christian, you be the son of promise. Second, you make sure you are the son of obedience. Obey what God say to you. Not to go down to Egypt, just like what your father did in Genesis chapter 12. He went down to Egypt, but he stayed in Gerar, in that place. I will bless you. So, point number three. Obedience always come with obedience always come with blessing. But that obedience is come from faith. In following the promise, blessing from God. If you want to receive the same kind of blessing as Isaac, make sure we are as obedient as Isaac. Isaac wants to receive the same kind of blessing as his father Abraham. Abraham is a man of obedience. I read that to you. Obedience always comes from faith. Your faith is in the following promises. Okay? The following promise blessing from God. I want you to write that down that I didn't stay here. The A, B, C, and D. You write that down. Every time God tells you not to do certain things, but to do another thing, make sure you listen carefully. What not to do and what to do. And when you obey that, these are the blessings that come with it. Always. When your boss tells you to do certain things, you do it, you're going to get a pay raise, you're going to get a bonus, and you're going to get a blessing. When he tells you to do this, you don't do it, you may get fired. Okay? So, Isaac stayed in the land in Gerar for a while. And God said, I will be with you, and I will bless you. The first blessing is with you. The second blessing is I will bless you. Most of the time when God says I will bless you, both now and also in the future. Right now and future. In the future, you write that down. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Isaac planted crops in that land. That land, you write that down, in that land, in Gerar. And the same year, reaped a hundredfold blessing, okay? Because the Lord blessed him. You write that down. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. When you receive 100-fold of your labor harvest, then you know it is the Lord who bless you. So that's why Abraham said, on the mountain of Moriah, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided you with 100-fold blessing. Okay? Right beside the blessing, you write down Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth. That is 100-fold. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. I want you to make sure you remember that. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Most of the time, when you become rich and wealthy, people are going to envy of you and trouble will come. Same thing in the case of Isaac. But in the midst of trouble, the Lord bless him, protect him, and watch over him from behind to see. Okay? The blessing of the Lord brings wealth. When do I get this kind of blessing? This blessing comes of obedience. Not to go down to Egypt. You go down to Egypt, you won't see this kind of blessing. You stay in Gerar, at the place that I want you to stay, then you will see 100-fold blessing. I say that one more time. In Genesis chapter 22, if Abraham offered his son in his own backyard, you won't see a ram hung on the tree. You have to go to the Mount of Moriah at the place that God assigned you to go. Not to go to your backyard, not to go to your front yard, but to go to Mount of Moriah at the appointed place. And you again. You know why a lot of Christians, they don't get the blessing? Because when God says something, he don't pay attention to it. Listen to it carefully. What not to do, you write that down. And what to do, you do it. At that place, you'll be blessed. Just like Genesis chapter 26, verse 15. 100-fold blessing. Okay? As I said again, every time when God asks you to obey him, that obedience is come from faith. Faith in what? You write that down. Link the word faith, link with God being with you. Link the faith in God to bless you. Link the faith in God being for to you and to your descendants. God say, I will give all this land, not only to you and to your descendants. On top of that, I will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. Write that down. When God began oath to Abraham, and Abraham get the blessing, then Abraham say, you are my God. Well, now God make an oath to Isaac, and Isaac get the blessing, then Isaac will say, the God of my father become my God. Okay? Make sure the God is not only the God of your parents, make sure that God is your own God. If it's God of your parents, that means only your parents experience the blessing. I want the Bible say that God
from Mount Sinai is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Make sure your father's God is your own God. Make sure that your father gets the blessing. You get more blessing. And you obey God, then you get it. Okay? Now, go. Point C. God saying C. God saying, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. You write that down. Now, Isaac only get 2 sons. Alright? Isaac only get 2 sons. You know what the Bible say in Genesis chapter 26 at the very end? I read that to you. The first one son, Esau. When Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and also married Bathsheba, daughter of Elon, the Hittite. These two daughters-in-law was a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah. Listen to me. Whenever God say, I bless you this, I bless you that, but in front of your eyes, you only have 2 sons. One is Esau, one is Jacob. On top of that, Esau's wife bring grief to you. In other words, when God promised you, your descendant will be as numerous as the star. In fact, you only get 2. One bring you grief. So you have to be patient. That is future blessing. And I want you to write that down. Where will this happen? You write it down numerous. You write down Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. When God made this promise to Abraham, now God makes the same promise, confirm the oath that he made it with Abraham, now confirm it to Isaac, I will make your descendants as numerous as the star in the sky, as numerous as the sand in the seashore. That promise is based upon Paul's interpretation in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. The promises was spoken to Abraham and to his seed. That seed is singular. That seed is not Isaac. That seed is Jesus Christ. The scripture does not say to seeds. The scripture says to his seed, singular, meaning many people. It is plural, mean many people, but no, it's singular, mean to your seed, meaning one person. This is Jesus Christ. Right beside Jesus Christ, you write down Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6. Right beside Ephesians 3, 6, you write Galatians 3, 16. Ephesians chapter 6, say that. All the Gentiles, when you hear the gospel and you believe in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you hear the gospel, the Gentiles become heir together with Israel, together with Isaac, together with Abraham. And then Gentiles will become member together of one body, become part of Jesus Christ. One body, you write that down, one seed, write Galatians 3:16. And the Gentiles will become sharer together with the people of Israel in the promise in Christ Jesus. Make sure you are the son of promise in Jesus Christ. Make sure you are the son of obedience, like Isaac, like Abraham. Then you share together with them in the promise. You be member together with them of one body. You be heir together with Israel. You inherit the same kind of blessing, same kind of inheritance. D, and through your offspring, this offspring is Galatians 3:16. This offspring is Ephesians chapter 3 verse 6. That offspring is Jesus Christ. In other words, we Gentiles, together with Isaac, together with all the believers, we share the same kind of blessing that what God promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thanks God to give us apostle to the Gentile, Paul, and write this kind of Bibles to us so that we understand. Through your offspring, Jesus Christ, all nations on earth will be blessed. Now the Chinese will be blessed through Jesus Christ, because Abraham obeyed me. Now is the time for Isaac, be the son of obedience, now obey God. And obedience always comes with protection, comes with riches, because riches arouse jealousy. Jealousy arouse dispute and quarrel. And in behind the scene, and God gonna protect you and watch over you. Remember what King Solomon said? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the blessing of the Lord bring you wealth, but he add no trouble to you. And blessing. So what kind of blessing that Isaac received? Okay. What does it mean by that Isaac is the son of peace? If you want to continue to get blessing, you don't fight with other people. The presence of the Lord gives heavenly peace to Isaac. You remember what God said? I will be with you, and I will bless you. In the midst of dispute, in the midst of argument, quarrel, they dispute with Isaac, they quarrel with Isaac, not only once, not only twice, and Isaac moved on from the place of dispute, from the place of quarrel. He didn't fight with them. And then Isaac dug another well. No one quarreled over the dirt well. And Isaac named that well called Rehoboam, meaning now the Lord has given us room, spacious place, and we will flourish in the land, just like what God said. I say that one more time. If you want to get the same kind of blessing like Isaac, you not only be a born-again Christian, believe in Jesus Christ, be the son of promise, you also have to be the son of obedience, obey what God said to you. What not to do and what to do, you do it. By the time when you do it, you get blessing. There's going to be argument, there's going to be dispute, there's going to be fight, but you don't fight. You don't fight with them. You move on. You be the man of peace. And then what you do, John is very good in saying, if what you do is pleasing the Lord will make you stand firm. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. If what you do pleases the Lord make your man, the Lord will make your enemy live at peace with you. And that's why King Abimelech, and he is a castle, he is a city to surround his house. And he didn't feel safe until he made a treaty with Isaac. In Genesis chapter 21, he didn't feel safe because he feel that Abraham is so powerful. God is with him and God bless him unless I make a peace treaty with Abraham. And now he make a peace treaty with Isaac. Brother and sister, Isaac pitched a tent. Not even a house. No soldier around him. No city wall to surround him. But he has the wall of fire from God. That kind of protection he has. God said, I will be with you if you obey me, and I will bless you. When I bless you, I bring you wealth. Just like Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18, with me are riches and honor. That wealth is enduring wealth and prosperity and righteousness and peace. Brothers and sisters, don't fight with other people. Fight with God. Struggle with God in prayer. Ask God to bless you. You understand? When people bring you trouble, you move on. Go to a place, spacious place, roomy place, and live with frogs in the land. In the land of Gerar and the appointed place. And from there, he went on to Beersheba. That night, the Lord appeared to Isaac the second time. The first time, the Lord appeared to him in Genesis chapter 26. What not to go? Don't go to Egypt, but stay in Gerar. Now, the second time, the Lord appeared to him. After, he go to the four places. He go to this place, there's a dispute. He dug a well. They say, this is my water. He didn't fight it. He go, he move on. Second one, there's coral, he move on. Third one, no one fight with him, then he still move on. Go back to Beersheba. That's the same place his father go. And that place, I want you to write that down. That place, in Genesis chapter 21, Abimelech make a treaty with Abraham. It's the same place God make a treaty with Isaac. It's a peace treaty. Okay? He wants to make sure that Isaac going to do well to his people, not to destroy his people. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. Because in Genesis chapter 20, Abimelech takes Abraham's wife. The Lord calls all his women cannot be impregnated. Okay, they're dead. The moment, and then God said, my servant Abraham is a prophet. When he pray for you, you will arrive. And he knows that Abraham has power because God is with him. And now his son has the same kind of power. He lived in that place in Gerar. It's not a special place. The only thing special is God saying he stayed in that place. And that place he gets 100-fold. Even though he moved away from there, he still gets blessed. Because he didn't fight. He's a man of peace. Don't fight with people. What you do if it's pleasing to the Lord? The Lord make your enemy, Abimelech, come to you and make peace treaty with you. Does it make sense? It makes sense. This is God's word. Brother and sister, when he say to you, your father Abraham obey me, I bless him. Now I want to confirm the same all with you. Because your father passed away. Now you have to leave your faith. And I want you to get the same kind of blessing your father gave. Everybody say? So we have to be the man of promise, the man of obedience, and the man of peace. Don't fight with other people. Okay? Can you imagine? You know why Isaac can continue to get blessing? He followed the footsteps of his father. Every time the Lord appeared to Abraham, Abraham built an altar. And all the wealth that he received from God to God. And then call on the name of the Lord. You write beside me, like Abraham, like Isaac. Like father, like son. I said, learn the obedience, learn how to get blessing from his father. Build an altar. Offer sacrifice to God. Bring all the glory and honor back to God. And call on his name. Pray in the name of the Lord. And there he pitched his hand.
And there the servant dug a well. And there the servant found water there. When you find water, there's no more famine. And God appointed place. Both Abraham and Isaac as a beautiful witness for the Lord by living peacefully with their neighbor. And the Gentile king saw clearly that the Lord was with Abraham. And the Lord has blessed them. And that is why they came. That is why Abimelech came to first Abraham in Genesis chapter 21, now came to Isaac in Genesis chapter 26 to make a peace treaty with them. King Abimelech did live in the city with city wall. His enemy cannot attack him. But he's afraid of Abraham. He's afraid of Isaac. Isaac preached in the tent. Abraham preached in the tent. No war. But has God. Emmanuel. And God is with him. When he cried out to God, and God heard his prayer. Because he obeyed God. Is it good? In the coming year, 2020, I pray, O Lord, that we are all sons of promise. Because we believe in Jesus Christ. In the year 2020, I pray that we are all sons of obedience. Without obedience, we won't see the blessing. And even though when we get the blessing, we fight with others. We may lose our son. There are more people King Philistine has, right? Live at peace with other people. If what you do pleases the Lord make your enemy afraid of you and make a peace treaty with you. Our Heavenly Father, we don't trust in man. We trust in you. Then I pray, O Lord, that you bless us. In the year of 2020, we want to be blessed like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.